Shalom for real, y'all. Shalom. I, you know, hope and pray that all of y'all are living in the peace, love, joy, and lights of Yah. Welcome to Yada Breaking Bread. Welcome, welcome. This is a safe space for everybody, anybody. You're more than welcome. Y'all are here getting ready to witness the first ever broadcast from Yada the Poet herself. My first broadcast is going to be about my testimony. And then I'll tell you guys a little bit about what Yada Breaking Bread is, what it means, where it came from. A lot of you may already know if you know, as they say. But I'm going to get started telling you guys my testimony. So a little bit about my testimony, about how I came into the truth, and found out about our Heavenly Father is my grandmother was basically on her deathbed, and she just kept saying, get right with God. You know, at the time she was calling him God, so she just kept, get right with God, get right with God. And things that people say sticks with me. I'm just that type of person, especially if it holds weight. If it holds weight to what you're saying, it's definitely going to stick with me. So that stuck with me, and I meditated on it, you know. And around that time I was very depressed, and I just kept praying to the Most High, and I was asking him to show me a way out. And what I mean by that is, show me a way out is, I was dealing with a lot of things. I've always dealt with a lot of things in my life, and I mean, that's anybody. But some of our trials and tribulations are harder than others, and I'll get into that. So it stuck with me, and I just kept asking the Most High, like, what does she mean? Like, what does it mean? What does it mean? And so he showed me. He showed me, hallelujah, he showed me. And so she ended up passing maybe like a couple weeks to a couple days later. And in her will, she left me a Bible. And you know, that's nobody but the Most High. So I could do nothing but just, I was really in shock. No kizzy, y'all. Like, I was really in shock. Like, what? No. Like, y'all playing with me. I need to see the will myself. What they say, I'm going to show you better than I can tell y'all. I need y'all to do that with me right now. I want to see. So I didn't get to see the will, but I just took it, and I immediately went back to the Most High. I went back in my mind to the Most High and the things that I prayed for, and I realized that he heard my cries. And not only that, but that he answered my prayers. And I was very, I really can't truly explain the feeling right now, but maybe y'all get what I'm saying. When I go further into it. But during that time, I still meditated on it. And I believe very strongly that when people are in their last days, you know, as the old people would say, I believe that they do get in contact with the Most High. And so that stuck with me, just regardless of, you know, having that. But it still stuck with me. And so, I wasn't ready, y'all. I wasn't ready to come into the truth. And I know it's more than just me that may have happened to at the time when I was praying for it. And now that I know the importance of prayer and what prayer means and how you pray and what you say and the importance of it, I didn't know what I was getting myself into at the time. But it's nobody but Yah, you feel me? He directs our paths, and our book is already written. So whether I was ready or not, it was coming, and hallelujah for that, because I wouldn't be who I am today without him. And so I give him all honor, glory, and praise for that. And so, y'all, she left me the Bible. I had it for a while. I had it for a couple months. You know, I was still doing my dirt, still living in sin. A lot of us, we come from this because of trauma or, you know, whatever the case may be, but at this moment, I'm just going to speak for me. So at the time, I was gay. I was claiming myself to be a lesbian, and the Most High allowed, he used someone on my social media. It was Snapchat, and I was watching the stories. Y'all know, some of y'all know how they go. I was watching the stories, and I came across this girl, and I saw her post about the Sabbath, and I'm like, what, yo? Like, I seen that before, because I grew up in the church, like most of us did, y'all. So I grew up in the church, and I was always in Bible study. And y'all know, like, in some churches, they have that little time where they take the kids to the back and the adults be out there. And I never understood that. I don't know what that means. I never heard nothing going on out there but them just talking and laughing, which I didn't never understand as a kid. But I just thank the Most High that I did have that time in Bible study, and I actually did pay attention. So all praise to the Most High. It's beautiful how he works. It truly is. And so I grew up in the church, and I knew that, you know, the church was off, and I know that all churches are not. But the church that I grew up in, it was crazy. I was being messed with or molested in the church by my Bible study teacher, her granddaughter. I was being molested by her. I'm not going too much going into detail, but things would happen, and that was one reason why I claimed myself to be a lesbian. Then at 10 years old, I was molested and raped by a family member, by two of my family members, excuse me, and that led me to claiming to be a lesbian as well, because I was afraid to be with a man once I got to the age to where I felt like, okay, I'm ready, I want to date, or whatever the case may be. But I was, you know, still out here messing with women or whatever. And so back to the part where I just really started trying to get into it. So yet a girl that I reached out to that had posted about the Sabbath, I was actually trying to, like, hit her up in the beginning for the wrong reasons, but I see what the Most High did. He had to get me refocused. He had to get me refocused and fast, and it was serious. And so, we chatted about that. She told me what it was, and I'm like, wow, that's crazy. I never exactly knew what the Sabbath was, but, you know, I appreciate it, you know, all of that. And so, during that time, I still had that Bible, y'all. That Bible sat under a nightstand for months, y'all. I would look at it and I would feel so guilty in my spirit, because I knew what I prayed for, and I knew what I wanted. I knew I was ready to come out of depression. I knew I was ready to come out of anger. I knew I was ready to come out of trauma. But my flesh, y'all, because we know that that's what it is, my flesh was not ready. But my spirit was ready. My spirit was ready. And so, you know, the Most High kept calling out to me. He kept calling out, and I didn't want to keep ignoring it. So I finally reached out to the girl, like, hey, do you read the Bible? Blah, blah, blah. And so, if I'm not mistaken, like, she reached back out, like, hey, yeah, sometimes, but right now I'm doing this, that, and the third. And so she just said, okay, you know, sometime we can plan to read, we can, you know, schedule stuff, because at the time I was working and all of that, and I still wanted to make time for the Most High, and I still wanted to learn and read and stuff. And so we started scheduling times to read, and it would be pretty much almost every day or every other couple days or what may have you. And so we was reading and stuff, and I just remember it was one day we was reading, and I think I asked her, like, what Hamashiach looked like, because I remember seeing that picture in the church, to where, you know, they had Caesar up there, Caesar Borgia, or who they call Jesus for y'all who don't know or may not know, you know, the man that's really on most of those pictures. I would always see that, but in my spirit, when I would walk past it, or like past, it would be over the thing. So, you know, it's kind of like walking under it. I would just feel something in my spirit, like, nah, that ain't right. You know, like, that's not who he is. And so I think, I know she took me to Revelation, you know, chapter 1, verse 1 through 14. And so she took me to that, and I read it, and I'm like, I knew it. And so I remember her mom being in the background, and I ended up crying, y'all. I just bust out in tears. Like, I don't know where I busted out in tears. I got chills all over me, and I'm crying, but I was so happy. And not even just because he was our skin color, but because I knew what I was feeling as a child. I was getting told something, but I didn't understand the spiritual realm at the time. I didn't understand the power of the Most High at the time. And so I was crying, but I couldn't stop crying. So her mom, I remember her mom in the background, like, she chosen. So I'm like, what? Like, what you mean I'm chosen? So then they got, you know, down the line and explaining, you know, the Most High chose us over every other nation. They took me to Exodus, you know, then we went down to Deuteronomy. Then we tried to do it in order because I was completely lost. I hadn't touched a Bible in many years, or even read it or understood anything that I was reading. And so then we try to organize, you know, reading it from what they call the beginning or whatever. And y'all, it was just, I just became more enlightened over time. The more we studied together and the more I studied alone and tried to keep my mind on the Most High, even while doing worldly things, as far as like being at work, I still try to like listen to scripture or listen to the music that she hit me on to. I still listen to Erykah Badu on and on. As for an example, I would listen to that because it told me some things which in my spirit I knew was true. And so things of that nature that I did to keep my mind on Yah during that time, because also during that time, trying to completely come out of the world, I was smoking every day, and I had been smoking since I was 10 years old. At the same time, I started getting raped. That same cousin introduced me to those drugs. Let me not say drugs, that one drug, just marijuana, y'all. So I was smoking nonstop every day. I had to have it because in reality, okay, so what I said it did, like when people are like, oh, why you smoke? Oh, I just, you know, I block it. I do it to block the pain or whatever. But in reality, the reason why I was smoking was for that reason. But to come to find out, I was running from everything that I was facing. I felt like smoking helped me mask what I was going through. And I already knew, once the high went down, I'm back at it again. I'm depressed. I'm sad. I'm crying. I don't want to be here. I want to kill myself. I want to do this. I want to do that. And so I felt like the more I smoked, the more I didn't have to think about anything. And so that's why I smoked all the time. I wasn't really a drinker. I was more of a smoker during that time. But I'm pretty much, you know, I'm not going to say like I wasn't a bad sinner or whatever, because I was living in sin. Still, I was living in sin. I used to fight all the time. Growing up, that's all I did. All I did was fight, whether it's my sisters, people out in the street. But it was more so like in school, because people used to bother me. People used to bother me because I'm quiet, I'm observant, I don't mess with nobody. If you don't mess with me, I won't mess with you. If you don't speak to me, I won't speak to you. And that's just how I moved. And so, like, a lot of females wasn't comfortable with that. Oh, she's not trying to be my friend. She's not all over me like everybody else. And so, I used to fight a lot. I came, like most of us, from a broken home. I was also introduced to homosexuality through my mother. She claimed herself to be a lesbian as well, and would push that upon myself and my sisters. Like, oh, y'all need to be with women. You know, you won't catch nothing, and y'all don't have to deal with these men. It's easier. and all these kinds of things. And so, you know, they say, oh, you can't knock it until you try it. And I was still very young when I tried it and tried to decide, okay, this is my sexuality, which was crazy. But also, speaking on some of the things that I went through, being in the world, I was abused. I went through every type of abuse, physical, mental, all of that, y'all. I went through it. I was, you know, beat a lot by my mother. I was neglected. And if she listened to this, she may say different, you know. And I'm not saying, like, she was that much of a bad parent. It's just that sometimes you have to look at situations. You have to look at how you take things out on other people, despite of what you're going through. And I've learned a lot through that as well, because hurt people hurt people, and that's truly a thing. That's truly a thing. I would hear it all the time, but I'm like, nah, like, I wouldn't hurt nobody. And I was hurt. I was hurt. And I did end up hurting people, but not, I don't want to say not in a bad way, but not in the manner, more so of, I don't know how to truly express it at this moment, but I did hurt people, and I owned up to it. And thankfully, through the Most High, I learned how to repent and have the humility to go back and apologize to those people that I hurt. So all praises to the Most High for that. But yes, I went through every type of abuse, getting beat, getting raped, all of that, just being neglected. And it's crazy, because as many as times as we try to call DIFIS, or which I may know is social services, as many as times we tried to call them and try to get out of the home, it was not happening. The Most High would not let it happen. We was always clean people, but I'm gonna tell y'all, my mother, like, she would light candles in the house when she knew the people was coming, like candles, do this and that, because I don't know why, y'all, but one of my sisters, we told them, oh, she pulling the wool over y'all eyes. And so for a long time, she would question, like, who said that? What y'all mean by it? But y'all know what that means, so I don't even got to explain that. But that was real talk, though, because it was just like, I don't know how to explain it. But I don't want to go too much into that either. I'm going to disclose some of that information. But I just wanted to let y'all know some of the things that I've been through and what y'all has brought me out of. I just want to touch on suicide, because I know it's becoming more, I don't even know the word I want to use, but it's heightened right now. It's heightened. It's at an all-time high. Wickedness is at an all-time high, y'all. And I want to touch on it. Them is demons, y'all. And I know that some people may not feel like they're strong enough to fight those demons, but I tell you what, I was once in that predicament. I tried to kill myself multiple times, whether it was pills or trying to cut myself in a certain manner to where I'm thinking I'm cutting an artery, a vessel, whatever. Y'all, I tried it. And every time, I didn't know that I had three voices in my head. And I didn't know that every time I think I hear myself, that it could not be me. I didn't know that. So it's just like a little bug in your ear, like, do it, do it. You don't want to be here anyway. You ain't worth nothing. You will never be nothing, type of thing. And I didn't know that it wasn't myself telling me to do those things. The devil was trying to gain him one. And all praise to the Most High. I belong to him, and he had his hands wrapped around me, y'all. He kept me. And the fact that I understand that, I always knew that it was a higher power. I always knew that it was a higher power over everything. But the things that I went through, I knew I was not doing it alone. I knew I wasn't, because y'all, as depressed and sad as I used to be, I was still the one people would run to. Hey, y'all, can I talk to you for a minute? I just, you know, want to pour out what I'm going through right now. Or, could you give me advice? Oh, you're really easy to talk to. Can I tell you this or that? Oh, you always know the right things to say. And I never understood why people told me that. You always know the right thing to say. Like, you always, you know. And I always took heed. Like I said before, in the beginning, things that people say to me, it sticks with me. It sticks. And so that's a very powerful gift that Yah has given me. And I could always feel in my spirit. I could always feel in my spirit if something is off or if something's wrong or whatever the case may be. I could always feel it in my spirit. And I just thank the Most High, because every time that I would try to attempt those, take part in that, it was something in me. It's like my heart. I don't know if y'all know that feeling, but like, it's like your heart like sinks. I don't know how to explain it, but it's like your heart sinks and you feel like a little pain in your chest. I would get that pain and it's like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? Stop. No. This is not for you to be doing. You need to let it go and you need to continue to rise above. And I'm going to tell y'all something about me, because y'all probably wonder where Yada the Poet comes from, or at least the poet part. I've always been a poet. All praise to the Most High, for real. That's a gift that He gave to me as well. I used to write all the time, y'all. Every time some things would happen, I got beat on that night or whatever the case may be, I went and I wrote about it. I wrote down my feelings. And it wasn't even necessary, like, in my head, like, oh, I'm about to write a poem. It was literally me just writing my feelings on paper. And in a time of my life, I became comfortable enough. And I knew that I was in the healing stage at that time. But I became comfortable enough to let people read my work. And if I still had that notebook to this day, I would share it. I would share it with y'all to show y'all the dark path and truly give y'all that testimony of the Most High bringing me out of darkness and into His marvelous light. Hallelujah. I will let people read that. And the commentary that they would leave, they feared. I don't want to say they feared me, but they feared my thoughts. They feared the ideas and the feelings and the emotions that I had within me. Because how deep my writing was, how dark and gruesome it may have been. They worried for me. They like, Yada, are you okay? Are you sure? You know, why would you write something like that? Or how could you feel that way? How could you still be living right now? Literally, people ask me, how are you alive right now with some of the things that I went through? How do you still speak to people? How do you still glow? How do you still encourage yourself to take on other people's weight? I don't know. That's just how the Most High made me, honestly. But I would share that with y'all, but I no longer have that notebook. And I'm not even going to get into that, because that's not really important right now. But I'm just trying to get to the point where that's where I got my name. But first coming into this truth, I couldn't write nothing. I couldn't. It was just like, it was done. I tried to pick up pencil, pen, put it to paper. And it was just, I don't know, I didn't want to force it to come to me, because it already came to me naturally. I didn't really have to think of what I was writing. So I put the pen down for a while and I studied. Then literally, y'all, one day, I think at the praise and worship, I literally heard the Most High speak to me. He was telling me what to write. And so I wrote it. And I'm the type where I'll forget fast. So if I hear it and it already be, I don't know, like in my head, y'all, it'd be a beat already going, or like some type of tune or something. And I just start writing and I just bop off of that and I just write. And so I started writing it down and I was just pleased. I was pleased with what I came up with. And when I get that, I'm going to share that with y'all. I'm going to share that with y'all on here soon. I'm going to share that. And so, the moral of the story is, I've always been a poet. A lot of people tell me, oh, you should be an inspirational speaker. You should be this. You should be that. But I don't want to do nothing but follow the will of the Most High. Honestly, that's all I want to do. I want to do what He tell me to do. Not caring what man got to say. I don't want to live for man. I don't. We did it long enough. I did it long enough when I was in the world. I don't want to care what they got to say, because at the end, they're going to keep talking. And that's crazy, because my people used to tell me, especially the elders, they would say, oh, people won't talk about you when you're dead. They talked about Jesus. You know what I'm saying? And that's just facts. That's facts. And they did. And when I read it, I'm like, wow. But I'm going to tell you all a little more peace about my testimony, then I'm going to probably cut it short. So, coming into this truth and, you know, allowing the Most High to change me, because I don't like saying, oh, I change, or, you know, changing myself. The Most High, He changed me, so hallelujah for that. Coming into this and, you know, changing, and, you know, just doing everything what I saw in the scriptures to the best of my ability, even in the beginning, y'all, trying to keep the Sabbath and stuff, and literally, I'm living with my people still at that time, and it was just like, oh, what you doing that for? Oh, you ain't eating pork now? You ain't eating shrimps now? Why is you following the Old Testament, this and this and that? And it's kind of like, honestly, at first, I really didn't even have a reaction, because it's like, it don't matter right now. I'm trying to get right with God, literally. In my head, that's what I'm telling myself. Psh, push it to the side. It don't matter. I'm trying to get right. And that's all that mattered to me. And that's what all still matters to me. And so, you know, it was just a lot of persecution. It was a lot of slick talk, a lot of side necking. You know, it was all of that. And from family, y'all. And then later down the road, maybe like a couple months later, when I read that in the book of Matthew, I was like, wait a minute, what? Oh, this for real. This for real. So apparently I'm going the right way, and I'm gonna keep doing it. That made me go harder, because it's like, if I'm doing this and I ain't even completely where he want me to be yet, just wait until I start doing what he wants me to do completely. Wait until I submit myself completely to Yah, to his laws, his statutes, and his commandments. What's gonna happen? It's gonna get worse. Y'all gonna keep talking, and I'm gonna let you. Cause what should I have to say? Nothing but to spread his word. Nothing but to spread his word, and whatever else he want me to do, how he want me to do it, I'm gonna do it. Y'all, literally, family cut me off. Stop talking to me. No calling. No text. I moved to California to seek Yah. Hallelujah. He did that. He did it. And in the midst of that, let me touch on that. In the midst of that, whether these people listen to it or not, I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to tell my truth. So, y'all. All right. So, in the midst of coming into the truth, the same girl that I was talking to on Snapchat was trying to get with it first. You know, I was studying with her and stuff every day, boom, boom, boom. Then my living space was so bad, y'all. Like, I couldn't read in peace. I couldn't try to change my diet in peace. I couldn't do nothing. So I prayed about it. And then her mom was like, oh, you can come out here and stay. You can come out here. And I'm like, wow, really? All the way across the world. And mind y'all, at this time I'm in North Carolina. And so I'm like, yo, like, I mean, I done been plenty places. I done hopped on planes real quick. I done took 8-hour, 10-hour drives. It's nothing. So I'm like, what am I getting afraid of? What am I hesitating for now? I prayed for this. You already know what prayer can do. I prayed for this, so what you gonna do? So I kept asking myself, because I know that's most likely what the Most High was asking me. So what you gonna do? Y'all, the lady said, her mom's like, all right, you can move out here. You know, don't be on none of that stuff. You know, and I'm like, no, ma'am. Like, I'm set. I'm off of that. I'm done. And I'm gonna tell y'all about that in a second. I know I said I was gonna cut it short, but I'm gonna just keep it going. I gotta give y'all the full testimony. So, being out there, I did end up moving to California. All praise to the Most High. I touched down safely. And I think this sister and her mom for opening their doors for me. And I couldn't stress that enough. Even when I was there, I just thanked them. I cried all the time, y'all, because it just felt so unreal to me to feel as if I had a new mom that cared about me. Feel like I had a sister. Not saying that my sisters don't care about me, but, you know, to have that righteous sister that's seeking the same thing that I'm seeking, that can help me as well. And so that was it touched me spiritually. It touched me in a different way than just meeting somebody by, oh yeah, this is my sister, you know, just calling some, just putting that title on somebody. So I'm gonna skip, you know, I was out there for 6 months. I lived with them for 6 months. So I'm gonna skip down to the part where we got baptized. A lot of y'all probably seen it on my Instagram. That was them that I got baptized with. But we ended up getting baptized, and the more that baptized me told me something, and it stuck with me, but I already knew it, in a sense. I already knew it. I feel like the Most High just wanted to confirm that for me, because I prayed on it as well. I prayed on it, and I feel like He was giving me confirmation, and He was literally showing me. And after that, I couldn't do nothing but shine, literally. And I'm gonna just keep that at that. And if you know, you know, I could literally do nothing but shine. And at that time, I already know what's coming. I already know about Hasatan. You feel me? I know about that. I know about that test and everything. Even though every day is a test, every day you got to make that decision to still do right over wrong. And so we come back, and after getting baptized, we go back home. And I just noticed, like, things were a little weird. Like, I sensed it in my spirit before anything. But I didn't speak on it. And I don't know if I should have at the time, but I let things play out. Because I always take everything to prayer. I always pray about stuff. And so we get home, and I just realized, like, I don't even want to say, like, I felt tension, but I knew it was something in my spirit. I didn't know exactly what it was yet, but in my spirit, I felt, I don't know, it was just off, y'all. So we get back home, I just noticed, like, they kind of distant. And I'm just like, dang, like, did I do something? Like, what happened? Whatever, whatever. And so I'm not really sure how many days after it was. But I would be in sis room, you know, reading all the time. We would study. Even if we wasn't in there. Excuse me, if she was in her room. But I just noticed, like, it was just weird. Like, I just remember one time I was getting out the shower and stuff, and in the shower, I pray. That's my time. And so, you know, I'm in there, and I get out, and I hear chatting, and I hear giggling and stuff, and I'm just like, okay, you know, maybe I'm gonna, you know, try to go in here when I'm done or whatever. But they had closed the door when I came out, so I'm like, okay. And I just was like, maybe, you know, they doing something, you know, my mom and daughter, you know, I didn't try to overstep my boundaries, because I knew I wasn't her real daughter. And so anyway, the sister asked me, she said, have you seen his head wrap, this and this and that? And it's like, nah, I ain't seen it. What does it look like? Oh, it's blue. And I'm like, nah, I ain't seen that. And so then it came down to stay out my room. You're a liar. I don't trust you. I'm like, whoa, what? How? What? Like, what did I lie about? And why can't you trust me? Oh, you was the only one in my room. Da 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 da. The head wrap went missing. I'm like, bro, like, why would I sacrifice my salvation over a head wrap? And number two, why would I steal from you when I came out here? I bought y'all head wraps. I just didn't understand it, y'all. And so, basically, rumor around the house was that I stole a head wrap. And so, you know, they were just acting weird towards me. But by that time, I was kind of distant, because I know when things aren't right. I just want to get closer to y'all. I want to understand. And I didn't try to verify or clarify nothing because I know I didn't steal the head wrap. So I stayed in my book. That made me go deeper with the Most High. I was reading, studying more, spending more hours studying, praying in the prayer closet nonstop. Boom, boom, boom. So then one day after the Shabbat, I did try to talk to her. I said, so, hey, like, I don't know what's going on. And I know, you know, to be at peace with all men. And I just don't. Like, you know, how we was distant and stuff, like we was close, you know, we always reading stuff together. I don't understand or whatever. And honestly, I can't really quote back what she said to me, but I know I told her, like, I was praying and stuff, and she like, oh, you better keep praying, da da da. I'm just like, wow, I'm taking it all into account, like, wow. I'm not gonna get, you feel me, I'm not gonna get buffed back or none of that. I'm not gonna, you know, none of that, because that's not what I'm on. It's not who I am anymore. And so, I also had a vision, no kizzy, like, I also had a vision that I think I tried to, like, confront her about it, and, like, oh, wow, that just brought to my memory, hallelujah. Okay, so, yeah, we went on a walk one day as well. We went on a walk, and she told me, she was like, if we wasn't in this truth, basically, like, if we wasn't in the truth, she beat my behind. And I'm just like, wow, over a head wrap that I didn't steal, like, I literally think I said it to her, like, over a head wrap I didn't steal nor touch, blah, blah, blah. And so, it was just crazy, because I had a vision. I didn't confront her for a minute about it because I kept having visions, y'all, and I kept praying about it. And so, basically, like, the signs that I was getting was like, okay, don't say nothing, just watch everything play out. And so, I had a vision, that she had, after that, it had to be after she told me that, she would, like, basically square at me over the head wrap or whatever. I'm like, wow. So, boom. Had a vision, try to confront her again just one last time and just, like, figure out what was really happening or whatever. I had a vision, and basically, like, she was trying to fight me, and her mom started jumping me. Mind y'all, this is just a vision. And so that happened. I'm just like, nah, I'm gonna just leave it alone. And so I remember, like, I was still distant or whatever, because at that time I started combing out my locks. And long story short, y'all, never took the head wrap, but guess what? The head wrap was never lost, y'all. So I'm gonna tell y'all this, and I'm gonna really have to go. So in my spirit, I knew it, y'all. I knew it in my spirit. She walked around the house in this head wrap one day, y'all. Walked around the house in it, singing a song, head wrap, I'ma find you, or whatever she was saying. And it was just crazy, because I'm like, wow, like, we literally just got baptized, and it's this is what's happening, like, wow. But I'ma just keep with the Most High. That's really all I want to do. I don't want no beef, I don't want nothing, I just want Yah. Literally, that's all I felt, because as much pain and betrayal and sadness I started to feel in my heart because of things that were happening, I'm like, it's all for a reason. It's all for a reason. That's what I just kept telling myself. It's all for a reason. Father, I'ma trust in you. I'ma trust in you. It's all for a reason. And so, y'all, basically, more end of the story. They basically had put me out without me knowing. Mom tried to say we had to go run errands. Boom, boom, boom. We come back, the car won't start. We come out the store, the car won't start. So I'm like, yo, that's crazy. Like, Dad was just working on his car yesterday. Like, that's crazy. It won't start. So then she like, oh, I'm gonna call mom and pick us up. Boom, boom, mom pick us up. Now they gotta pick the brother up from the airport, y'all. I'm not hinting at nothing. By this time, I just done try to let everything go, leave it to y'all. So we riding a long way. So I'm like, dang, like, she finally make it to the airport. I'm still sitting in the car. Sis going, like, she looking for her brother. then the mom kept telling me in the car, like, oh, can you go tell her I'm gonna drive around, I don't want to get a ticket. I'm looking around like, this airport little. So I'm like, I'm looking around, I'm like, why you want me to get out? Why you just gonna call or text her like any other time? So I'm already knowing by this time something's off, something's strange. So I finally get out, because she give me that look like, girl, get out my car. So I get out and I'm like, okay. I go in and I'm trying to like look for her. She coming out the bathroom. I'm like, mom said she gonna drive around because she don't want to get a ticket. She like, all right, bet. So then I go in the bathroom because I'm like, yo, we got a long way back home. Like, I'm gonna just go ahead and, you know, use the bathroom while we here, thinking we waiting on their brother. I go to the bathroom, come out. They're walking towards me with my bags. But I'm looking at the bags like, dang, they look familiar, because I'm not really paying attention. I'm just thinking like, okay, now, because by this time, she have had to have found her brother. So I'm trying to get back to the car. But they walking towards me with my bags, and y'all, I couldn't do nothing but smile. I could do nothing but smile and take my stuff in peace and go. And so y'all, I'm in the airport. I'm kind of like frantic because my phone is off. I don't have no cellular data, no connection, no nothing. I quit my job when I went out there, y'all. I quit my job. I gave my car away. I dropped everything and went and found y'all. Hallelujah. And so I was just thinking like, oh my goodness, like, I'm finna be going back home. I don't want to go back here. You know, I'm trying not to even think like that. But I'm gonna be honest with y'all. Them thoughts was going through my head because I'm like, dang, like, I'm really finna go back to where I came from, and I'm afraid, like, I don't want to allow my life to go back down that path, and that's mostly what I feared. And I also was kind of afraid because I'm like, yo, like, how am I finna get in touch with anybody? How my family gonna know? Da da da. So I finally connect to the stuff in the airport or whatever, and the mom did pay for my ticket home, which I was grateful. Not that I whatever. But she did pay for my ticket home. I was grateful. But yeah, they packed my stuff without me knowing. Shipped me out. Shipped me back where I came from. And I thought about that for a long time. And I'm just like, you know, why they couldn't tell me, you know, whatever, whatever. And so I ended up getting in touch with my sisters and everything. And I told them what happened. So they hit in her line, like, why y'all put my sister out? And basically, they literally told my sister, like, oh, we planned that. We had to get her out of here. Like, literally. Literally, y'all. And I have recordings of it just in case. Well, my sister was smart enough to record the phone call, but you know, I don't have to, you know, lie about anything. It's no point in lying about anything, because whatever it is gonna come to the light. So hallelujah. And I do thank the Most High for allowing me to go through that, because that was me being disobedient, y'all. Because I'm gonna tell y'all why, and then I'm gonna let it go for real. So this is why I feel as if this happened, because I kept having dreams, y'all. And this was way, way before I got baptized. I kept having dreams that I was back home, and or I was back here in North Carolina. I kept having dreams, and I'm telling myself, me, myself, and all my flesh, I'm telling myself, I'm like, yo, I don't want to go back there. Ain't nothing there for me. Like, I feel great up here. I feel brand new. I'm truly learning myself now. I'm finding the Most High. Like, life is good. Life is great. I don't want to leave. And the Most High basically kept giving me them dreams. Like, oh, you back, you back, you back. And I'm like, no, 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 no. So I feel like, you know, I had to go through that for him to show me, do what I say. Or here's the consequences. And I'm not mad about it. I'm not mad at nobody but myself for not being obedient. But yeah, so basically they said they plotted out the whole thing to get me out their house or whatever. But like I said, I'm still grateful. They opened up their doors to me. They fed me. They did, you know, they listened to me. They cried with me. They prayed with me. I'm still grateful for that. And I don't dislike them or, you know, not love them in its truth or none of that, you know. I just take it as what it is, and I keep moving forward, and I keep going in me, and I ask the Most High to forgive them for what they done, whether they see if it's wrong in their eyes or whatever the case may be. But anyway, y'all, I'ma let it go. I feel like I told y'all most of what I wanted to touch on in this testimony and finding y'all. And I wanted to stay true to y'all and give y'all, you know, some type of details in order to know where I came from and who Yah has made me to be, as well as me starting this channel for this podcast, because I used to be really quiet. I've always been observant. I was never really a talker. I speak when I'm spoken to, and now I feel like Yah has given me that voice. He wants people to hear what he has to say. So hallelujah for that. I thank y'all for coming. I thank you for listening this far, if you have, and if you complete this. I thank you for your time out of your day, having given me the time to listen to me, listen to my testimony. All praise to the Most High. May y'all keep and bless y'all all. One love. And I bid y'all shalom.